Hey everybody, this is Randy Coggins II, and I am so excited that you are listening to our podcast today. And listen, I just want to encourage you for a moment that you can make it and that your best is truly yet to come. I believe that when you begin to think positive, when you begin to speak positivity, it says in the Word of God, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I believe that whatsoever you say, then it shall begin to happen in your life. As one of my former podcasts, I talked about how if you can say it, you can have it. And if you can see it, you can have it. And I truly believe that today. But I want to let you know today that your best is truly yet to come. And in Haggai chapter number 2, verse 9, it says this: "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." So what that verse is saying is that what you have been through is nothing compared to the blessing that you are about to receive. I want to encourage you today, because many people, you're listening to this broadcast, whatever you want to call it, that you have been through some things. You've been through some storms. You've been through some battles. You've seen many great days, but you've also seen a lot of bad days. And I just want to let you know that what you are going through right now is nothing compared to the blessing that is about to come in your life. Because God says, in the Word of God, it says, "Greater is he that is within me than he that is within this world." And I came to tell you today and encourage you that there is no battle. There is no ounce of turmoil. There is no death. There is no money that you may lose that is more powerful than what God can do in your life. And I will tell you this, I want to encourage you, that God will never allow you to lose anything that you need. I'm going to say that one more time. God will never, ever allow you to lose anything that you need. So just know this, if you've lost some things in your life, if you have experienced loss in your life, it's because God is making room for something greater to come into your life. And I want to encourage you, again, Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, I encourage you to read it for yourself. "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord." So what does that mean? I will say it one more time. What you have been through is nothing compared to the blessing that's about to come in your life. And when the new blessing comes, it says that in the Word of God that peace will surround you. Peace shall overtake you in every area of your life, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, or even financially. Watch this. And it says in the Word of God, those that believe, it is impossible. Watch this. It is impossible to serve God and to have God in your life without moving in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I'm telling you, it is impossible to please God without faith. So I want to challenge you today to walk by faith and not by sight, and to always remember today that your best is yet to come. You are not living in your best moment right now, but your best is truly yet to come. But I believe that you are stepping into the best season of your life. I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you. And let's pray very, very quickly before we go. God, I thank you for my dear, precious friend that is listening to this podcast today. And I thank you that they are the head and not the tail. They are above and not beneath in everything that they do and everything that they touch, in their business, in their family, in their finances, in their ministries, and in their churches. I thank you, God, that what you're about to do in their life is greater than anything you've ever done. And we proclaim it, and we decree it, and we declare it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everyone said amen. And amen and amen. Listen, I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. Stay connected with us. Visit our website at randycogginsministries.com. And if you feel led, sow into the ministry and do what God tells you to do, and give a love seed gift into the ministry. I believe it will be a blessing not only to the ministry, but a blessing into your life as we reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, I love you and I pray God's blessings over you. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.